Tidbits Pod. All right, chums, Jack Tibble here. Tidbits Pod coming at you from my flat here in Taichung. And a bit of behind the curtains, bit of admin. I've decided that I'm going to put these out on Sundays. That's your new Tidbits Day. So keep your eyes peeled for Sundays. But today is actually Thursday. Which? How are you doing this? Well, basically, I'm going to start scheduling them. So he's a time shifter. But yeah, like back in the day, I just get inspiration and then sort of stick them out on the same day. But now I'm going to try and kind of stockpile some and then just put them out regularly. So it does mean a couple of things. It does mean that I can't be kind of bang up to date with things like World Cups or whatever, or maybe I could do those in a separate way or something. And yeah, it means I've got to get out of the habit of kind of talking about things that only work on that same day. But that being said, I've just walked home and hot off the press today, West Side Guns just dropped a new album. Hey, yo! That guy. You'll probably know him from, you know that song Dr. Birds from the Griselda. Well, from Griselda in general, actually. I think that was, when did that first kind of big album, I think that was kind of early COVID times. Like, well, probably even earlier than that. But that's when I started listening to him properly. Like, it's a classic album. It's the sort of black and white guy on the cover kind of thing. And he's the one, he's the, hey, yo! Like, before his lyrics. So, he'd, what's his fit? Hey, yo, hanging at the Royce with the Russian, everybody ducking. You know, that guy. But, so, yeah, in Griselda, it's him, it's Conway the Machine, and he's the one with the sort of, like, the slurry vocals, because he was shot in the mouth, and, yeah, I think he's got paralysis or something. And then there's Benny the Butcher, and before he always comes in, there's always that, look out, the butcher's coming, be careful, the butcher's coming, the butcher's coming, kind of thing, which I like. And yeah, anyway, I've decided to chat about West Side Gun today because he's dropped the album and I've just listened to it on my walk. And yeah, it was good. It's called The Heels Have Eyes Too. Good for a nice long walk or for a train journey or something. And yeah, maybe a drive. I've decided that I just like doing impressions of this guy. So that's probably going to be the vibe for this episode. And what I really like about him is, like, you can never guess what he's going to come out with. Like, he just goes like, what he means, hey, yo! And then he's either going to be chatting about selling bricks or hanging with his boys. He chats about kind of random furniture he's bought for his house. Or yeah, it's just kind of outrageous sexual brags kind of thing. It's like, hey, yo, no bricks in my off-white Ramoa. See you through luggage. Hey, yo, hanging with my boys down in Santa Monica. Purchased a portion of grilled shrimp. Man, delicious. I can taste three flavors. Hey, yo, my man's eating truffles. Just bought a lot of expensive furniture. It's mad exquisite. Like, I like to interview him. You'd be like, all right, West Side, Mr. Gunn, what have you been up to? Hey, yo, spending some quality time with my boys. It's hot out here in the summer. Still wearing gloves. Just in my crib watching Austin Powers. It's like, oh, okay. Have you bought any nice things recently? Hey, yo, got so many chains on. Bitches be asking, where my neck at? Eating crumpets with my mans. Happy with the new furniture in my kitchen. I got a nice refrigerator. That was a great purchase. Oh, yeah. Oh, yo. Mad appliances. Gotta love it. Cooking a brick in my air fryer.
Yeah, big plans for the weekend, mate.
Hey, yo. Getting my dick sucked in the fall seasons.
Oh, right. Okay, so I think it's important to remind you guys that, you know, at this stage, well, I think this is a problem I have. I can't just like stuff. I've always got to like make a little joke for myself. But yeah, anyway, impressions aside, I want to share the kind of Spotify journey that I had on my journey back. So do you ever just like let the music recommendations run after a song or an album's finished, like the weekly suggestions bit or whatever? And I just finished this West Side Gun album, and then Spotify just started throwing curveballs, and well, this is finished, and then they played the original Ignition, the R. Kelly one. Not the one that everyone knows, like, you know, like the "I'm fresh out the kitchen," like that one, the remix. It played, which I hadn't heard before. They played the first Ignition, and I mean, at first you're like, why is this pushing R. Kelly kind of thing? Like, surely they know, you know, he's like in jail or whatever. But then, well, then you're in. And the first one, the original Ignition, it is just all puns, like bad. It's like cars and fucking. Like it's basically like he's, you know, he sat down and he's just tried to whatever he's tried to do. So kind of picture my journey. I just finished this like really cool album, you know, like the kind of album you hear in the background of a documentary about graffiti or something, like on New York trains. And then in comes this pun, innuendo heavy, early 2000s disgraced R&B. So yeah, right, okay, let's actually do it. So I think you're gonna need to hear the lyrics. So I think I'm gonna get the let's get the Ignition lyrics up. So R. Kelly Ignition. Bam. See that. No, that's the remix. Hold up. Yeah. Okay, so he's like, well, this is just so you don't have to give R. Kelly the plays, really. I'm going to just take you through this and just picture him writing this, or whoever's written it for him, and they've just been given the challenge of kind of like, how many sexual car pun innuendos can you make? And this, so the first lyric is, so like, of course he starts out whispering and he's like, yeah, you remind me of something. I just can't think of what it is. So at this stage, you're probably thinking, right, something sexy or whatever, but you know, bam, right? The beat comes in and we're into our first, you know, innuendo, in your endo kind of thing. And of all the things he's chosen to sort of describe his girlfriend as, You remind me of something. I just can't think of what it is. Like, is it a beautiful flower? Or is it a sunset? Or is it something like, I don't know, amazing, like a mountain or something? And little does she know that she reminds him of a car. A car he wants to fuck. I'm thinking I'm going to do this in a kind of dissect. Where you ever heard dissect? If you haven't, fucking listen to Dissect. That's actually good. They're one about like the, was it the Radiohead In Rainbows one was my first one I heard, but there's some really good ones. Anyway, so R. Kelly's Ignition, he goes, hi, I'm Cole Kushner, and this week we're talking about Ignition from disgraced R&B singer Robert Kelly. And he starts, girl, please, let me stick my key in your ignition, babe. This is really clever because it's got a double entendre. Putting the key in the ignition, this is what you need to do to make a vehicle start. But also, the key in the ignition, he's talking about his penis. So then he sort of moves on. He goes, so I can get this thing started and get rolling, babe. Okay. Bit of foreplay. And then, see, I'll be doing about 80 on your freeway. What does that mean? Like, we're doing 80, I don't know, maybe being fast is good. And, girl, I won't stop until I drive you crazy. Okay, so, yeah, drive. So buckle up, because this could get bumpy. What could get bumpy? So you've got the road, and on him, like, does that mean she's going to catch something, and then something's going to turn bumpy on her body? Anyway, rough. So the car sex puns, they kind of flip between him actually being a part of the car, like, you know, the innuendo is like putting the key in the ignition, wink wink, and then some of the lyrics, it sounds like they're fucking the car, and then some of them, they're fucking in the car. But whatever, so he goes like, now hit the lights and check all of my functions, babe. So whatever, maybe getting checked out, it works but it doesn't work, and go back that thing up so I can watch it. Honey, we're going to mess around and get a ticket. He's going to get arrested or something. And then we've got our, this is the chorus. So, because we're off in this Jeep, we're fogging up the windows, got the radio up, we're all up in the back. We've got this shit bouncing. That's horrible. We're going up and down, we're smoking, we're drinking, just a thugging it out. Like, is that a sex thing as well, thugging it out? Anyway, so it moves on. Jump up, down, once I hit them switches. What could that mean in a sort of sex context? Like hitting the, yeah, whatever. And then, I'm about to take you where you want to go, and guaranteed I'm going to get some mileage, and it won't be no running out of gas, babe. It's like, oh, pull over. Let me put this loving off in your trunk. Lovely. And then it leads to the chorus again. Buckle up. We're going to get bumpy. Mess around, get a ticket. Off in the Jeep. Blah, blah, blah. Thugging it out. And then, hold on tight, because I'm about to go faster. Girl, you're dealing with a pro behind this wheel. So tell me, have you ever driven a stick? Okay, nice. You'll be screaming every time we shift them gears. So brace yourself while I'm hitting them corners. Okay, yeah. And then when it's over, put that Kells on your license plates. What does that mean? In it, like, put that Kells on your license plates. Like, what's the Kells and what's the license plates in that? I mean, it's that's fucking rough. But then, buckle up, it's going to get bumpy, going to mess around and get a ticket, off in the Jeep, in the windows, fugging it out. And when I hear you say, it gets a bit sort of Squid Game here. When I hear you say green light, I'ma go yellow light, do it slow, red light, I'ma stop. Why would you have this kind of, I don't know, I guess they've got their system. And when I hear you say switch lanes, Ruff, hit the signal, let's stop, take a break, hit the hazards when we park. Hit the hazards when we park. Hit the hazards when we park. What's, is that actually just, they're just parked up in the car? When you say green light, I'm a go yellow light, do it slow, red light. This is amazing. And I'm a stop. When you say switch lanes, hit the signal, take a break, because we're about to go real far. And then the chorus again, fugging it out. And then this is the bit that we all know from the remix. And like, little do you know in the remix that you're, well, they don't really explain the whole car thing in the remix, do they? It's just, they've still got the key in the ignition, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, but there's none of the toots and the beeps. It just goes, now let me see you, bounce, bounce, bounce. And it does the bouncing for a long time. But yeah, okay. So now public service finished. Now you don't have to listen to Ignition by R. Kelly. And what the hell? So that happened. And what can I say? You're welcome. I'm sorry. This has been a kind of, you know, let's say it's a, there's a recommendation and then very much a non-recommendation. But I'm just interested. I want to hear more puns is the thing. I want to hear innuendos and I want you to send me them. So if, what if they missed the sunroof? Something like that. There's got to be a lot. Oh, I don't know. And I think it's, yeah, time to sign off for me. So thanks for listening, chums. Let's do it like the opposite of Fight Club. You know, the first rule, tell someone about Tidbits Pod. The second rule, you get the idea. So, you know, send me a message. And yeah, Sundays. This was supposed to be just a quick one to just say Sundays are the new day. The next one, we're going to talk about some Taiwan stuff. And yeah, should be quite cool. Hopefully get some people on to talk to and mess about. Should be nice. And yeah, follow my Spotify. I've probably ruined my whole AI choice thing, but there's still playlists on there from the old days. I've put them all into one place. And yeah, I think it's called like Jack Tidball or Tidball One or Tidbits. Let's have a look. Got it here. My name on Spotify is Come On Billy. My name on here. How go my name? View profile. Here we go. Yeah, I am just Jack Tidball, and then the picture is the Tidbits Pod picture. And at this moment, I've got 11 people following, of which, oh no, they're good people. So join the legends, whatever we're going to call them in the Spotify. And like this, if you haven't already, whatever. But Spotify is the thing, or on iTunes, or wherever you are, do your thing. And yeah, eyes on the prize. See you later. Thanks for listening. Boom!